been around this great big world and I've seen lots of things. And I've done things that other folks barely dare to dream. But the thing that I love best is the place the most don't know. And it's right here now.
Welcome to Let's Talk Knoxville. I'm Karen Overgaard and we're joined today by Kelly Courtney, who's from Knoxville. And we're talking about a songwriting award that Kelly won recently. Good morning, Kelly. Thanks for coming in.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
So tell us about the award that you won.
The award was for a new bluegrass songwriter who had never had any song recorded. I found the contest on the Farmhands Quartet Band's website and in a magazine article that they also do. I'd only been writing since around June, and I thought, you know, why not? I'll just try it. I don't have anything to lose, you know. So
sure.
I submitted the song, and I actually submitted 3 songs total, and I guess they had maybe around 70 songs is what I found out, and they chose mine.
They chose yours.
Yeah.
What inspired you to start writing just recently?
I'd always kind of thought about it, and we had done a gig down in Kirksville, Missouri, and I just got to talking to some people, and I met the Farmhands band down there, actually, just very briefly backstage. We visited just for a couple seconds, and, you know, I got the itch, and as soon as I got back home from that gig, I just started to write, and it just kind of poured out of me, you know?
What's your favorite genre, or what's your inspiration?
Definitely bluegrass. Mm-hmm. I grew up listening to old country music, and so I really love that, too. But, you know, just listening to other people's bluegrass songs or even something somebody will say in the middle of the day, you know, I'm like, oh, I better jot that down. That might be a good idea, you know, and build it around that.
So do you sing as well?
I do. I'm in a band called Radio Flyer. A couple of the guys are from Ottumwa, another guy's from New Virginia. And we've just been a band since about 2011. So we haven't played a lot of gigs yet, but we're really excited to see what we can get booked in the future. So we've got a couple things booked for July this year. We're going to do a Bluegrass Tuesday in Indianola. They have those throughout the summer, every Tuesday. And then we are also booked to play the festival at Strawberry Point, Iowa, at the end of July.
Open to anything around here?
There's a festival. It's always the weekend after the Nationals in August, and it's at the Marion County Park. And my grandpa actually started that one, you know, however many years ago, and my family helped take it over and, you know, carried it on through the years. And there are several of those local festivals around that we try to make it to as mm-hmm. well.
What would you say is your favorite part about songwriting, since it's so new?
That is a good one. You know, thinking of the first idea, I try to build the chorus first and then really try to tell a story. You know, you have to link the verses all back to the chorus and try to make it all fit and mesh together and try not to repeat words over and over again, you know, try to get them to sort of rhyme and make sense. But it's really the storytelling and try to make the flow of the song happen.
It's truly an art, isn't it?
It really is. It's sometimes it comes very easy, but a lot of times I have to sit there and just, you know, okay, put that away for the night and maybe I'll pick it up again the next night and maybe an idea might come to me. And some days it's tough.
What's your plan now?
I'm just going to keep on writing. I'm hoping that I can make some connections, you know, maybe even in Nashville. I've been talking with people through Facebook, you know, that I met. I got to go to the award show and convention in Nashville where the Farmhands debuted my song. So I got to hear them sing it for the first time. That was very exciting.
Oh, wow.
I met lots of great people down there. Everybody was so awesome, you know. So I'm hoping that maybe through the Farmhands band and as well as some other people that I met that I can make some connections and, you know, just see what else happens.
Well, great. That's awesome. Congratulations.
Thank you very much.
By the
very
way.
Exciting.
What's your day job?
Chief Deputy Assessor for Marion County, so
okay.
I get to go out and make taxpayers happy and hopefully not raise their taxes too much, but
I really appreciate you stopping by today.
Thank you.
And that's today's Let's Talk Knoxville. Thanks again to our guest, Kelly Courtney, for joining us on the program. Stay tuned for more of today's news and local information next. And remember, you can always get today's news and local information online at KNIAKRLS.com.